next. What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. You know, the Igbos, they
brag differently.
They brag differently. You know, that piece of music is a definition of the mindset of an average Igbo man, and which is something that a lot of people in this world should imbibe.
Mm-hmm.
That mindset of self-confidence.
Yeah.
Of you know, there's just this confidence. That means I'm telling you, even though sometimes you can push your confidence beyond.
Do you know like, who I am?
Do you know me? before you say
such a thing like that, you must be somebody.
You must make sure that you know you are somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's something that we need, because a lot of people have lost their identity because of the basbosh that life gives them from every angle.
True.
You know, and then the experiences. You know, people are a product of the experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You become what you have experienced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How you allow it change you, that's your decision.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you give it basbosh, you know, you need this kind of mindset. You know, to remind yourself of how great you are and who you are, where you belong, because it's just beautiful. I love that piece of music. I enjoy it, especially when you're dancing that song. What's it called? What's that dance called?
I've forgotten the real name of that particular dance. Okay. I know that, I mean, there's Atilogu, but the particular dance that I was dancing, there's a name for it that I can't remember.
But the Atilogu
right
is what I was talking about.
Yeah, Atilogu.
The one that you, oh my. After the show.
Your problem.
I'm going to play the song at home and you will dance Atilogu for me.
Okay.
We'll put it there.
Are you going to spray me?
I will spray you.
Because I cannot just dance without, you know,
spray.
You
will be sprayed.
You're going to spray me some money.
Yeah,
and then I will dance.
I'll spray you. I'll spray you.
Nice.
I'll spray you. You know, we dropped account yesterday. So.
Yeah. Please don't go there. Please don't go there.
So somebody sent 1K. I'm going to give a shout out for the one.
Yeah, it's something.
No, it's true. Others said, well, you hear from us. You know, but I know it's going to be fun. You know, as it were.
Oh, my chest. So when I was laughing yesterday,
I knew that.
Was it because of my laughter?
No.
Or was it because,
I'm not going to blame it on anybody or any situation.
But shout out to that person.
No, I want to give the person a shout out.
You know what 1K is right now? You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with 1K.
For where?
But at least you can have lunch with 1K, can't you?
That's a cup of coffee, or less than a cup of.
When you go to Mama Poots,
in chocolat royal.
When you go to Mama Poots,
chocolat royal.
You can have lunch with 1,000 naira.
Lunch.
Yeah, when you go to Mama Poots, you can have that. You buy
where
rice.
You buy?
Rice 300.
There's no 15 naira bread anymore. Okay,
yeah,
rice.
Now you can buy rice 300 naira.
Yeah.
You can buy meat. It's 50-50 naira, just tiny ones.
For where? Where will you see meat?
I'm not addressing the higher class or even the middle class. I'm addressing people who know the value of 1,000 naira when it gets to their hands, right?
Mm.
So I'm saying you can buy, go to a Mama Poots.
Yep.
And you buy 300 naira rice, and you can buy plantain of 50 naira.
Yeah.
Even if it's maybe like 3 or 4, I don't know how many pieces.
Yeah.
But you can buy that for 50 naira. You can buy meat of 100 naira. That's how much?
Okay, 300. That's 450.
That's 450.
Mm-hmm.
How much do we have left?
We have 550 left.
We have 550 left. Mm. We can buy, how much is sachet water?
It's 10 naira.
Is it 10 naira?
Yeah,
okay,
10
you can buy sachet water 20 naira.
Okay,
that person
true.
Has had dinner and there's change.
So that change,
you can buy beans.
Beans.
100 naira.
Beans 100 naira, 1 spoon.
Okay, let's say beans 150. I mean what I'm saying. You can buy beans 150.
Okay.
And then you can buy bread.
Mm.
100 naira. There's bread of 100 naira now. There's bread of 150. There's bread of 200. And then we have how much left? 500, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. And that person will buy pure water. And the thing will settle down. You have eaten what? You have eaten lunch and you have eaten dinner.
So all this money just to celebrate Francis, Abi.
Yeah. So shout out to you, Francis Tolulokpe. And for dropping that 1,000 is something. I know what you would have used that 1,000 naira to do.
So, absolutely. I mean, it means a lot. I had to mention it because now that I play like played, I just do this thing. You know, the fact that somebody even took it seriously.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, it means a lot.
Do you know,
someone came to my DM and was just crying, saying, man, say, I wish I had. You know, and that's why I'm going to pray for our listener. This year, before the year runs out, by next year, all of you will be loaded. You'll make a lot of money.
Amen.
And we're going to make sure that through our programming, we get to keep impacting you on how you can improve your income, how you can be the best of yourself. Because, you know, money will not come out from you. It's within you.
Yeah.
It cannot last. Mm-hmm. The type that would worth that would stay is one that you generate from within. Mm-hmm. Not that one that, you know, girl, I'm saying. Yeah. So, yes.
Shout out to Francis.
Tolulokwe.
Tolulokwe. Shout out to you. And thank you for dropping that.
Thank you, Eshe.
I don't know what 1,000 naira is.
Some people say
that's quite a lot of money.
Some say they're coming, they're waiting for anniversary.
Okay.
On the 14th of December.
Next month.
Hey.
Colin.
That's right.
You have done a good job.
I've done well. No be biscuits. It is not the moment.
Oh my goodness.
And shout out to those who have stayed together for many years.
Yeah.
Especially
shout out to you.
Especially if you have some level of, you know, fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people are just enduring bare. That's the truth. Some people are enduring. Just, well, my children. Some will say, well, we're here. What do I do?
Mm.
Some, because of pressure, what would family say? What do others say? But whatever reasons for which you have decided to stay together, it is worth celebrating.
Absolutely.
It is worth celebrating.
And thank you also.
It doesn't come easy.
It doesn't come easy. I agree with you. And thank you for everyone who have supported the Techers one way or the other.
Yeah.
Being on the radio together, doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you understand that it could be challenging for us.
Yep.
But hey, we're doing this and we're here for the long haul.
That's right.
The long, long haul.
That is right, for sure.
But how are you, Lagos? Mm. How you doing? And welcome. We did not say, how do you say that?
We did not say.
We did not
say ekule.
Uh-huh.
We did not say ekule, so they did not say kabo.
Mm-hmm.
Who is supposed to say ekule in this situation now? Because ekule is the person that is coming in. So okay. I think we are the ones to say ekule, because
ekule.
The station is like the ile,
okay,
and then we have coming.
Ekuleo. Did I say that well? Ekuleo. Ekule.
Ekule.
Ekuleo.
Etundeli.
Wow.
Oh my God. Ekule.
Ekule.
Zenabu.
Ekuleo.
Zenabu.
I think I got that right now. Ekuleo.
Zena,
call.
Let me go and form teacher. Let me go form teacher and I'll be teaching nonsense.
Zena, please help us out. Ekuleo.
Ekabo.
Ekuleo. Ekabo.
That's
so,
right.
So, ndewo.
How do we respond to that? Ewo. Ndewo. He said ndewo too.
Ndewo is ndewo.
You know, my stay in Ngbidi, you know, I realize that the Igbo in Imo State is different from any Igbo anywhere.
Yeah, it's different.
It's even deeper.
Or Igbo is different from the general Central Igbo, like they usually say. It's also different from the Anambra Igbo. It's different from the Abakaliki Igbo.
No, Abakaliki is close to Chinese. Abakaliki is a blend of things. It sounds really conk. You want, is this Igbo? Say yes, it's Igbo.
It is. But I love the Aware Igbo. It's just so sweet to listen to.
All right.
They say, Imenepole. That is when you're saying, how are you?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So sweet.
It's different from the general Igbo. Right.
Kedu Lenoja from
Kedu. Yeah, Kedu.
Okay.
Kekimere.
Kekimere.
So where we say
is Igbo has a sound that is totally in my body. See the mere. See the way the mere came out. Oh my, oh my. We just love this country. I think the fact that we have so many beautiful you know, reference cultures, you know, is one of the reasons why we love this country so much. There's just something beautiful about every region and every part of this country.
Right on that note, welcome Lagos. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Mm-hmm. And my name is Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Welcome indeed, Lagos.
Welcome. Check your time. It's 19 minutes, going past 10. And today is the 19th day of November 2021. Today is a Friday. And you know how it is on Fridays here on What's Up, Lagos. We bring you the fun-filled edition of the Family Talk. And that will be coming up from 11 to 12. That's but for right now, it's the feel of Lagos. How are you doing? And what's going on around your area? There's a certain banter we're going to talk about. And we started that on Wednesday. But we realized that it's something that we should actually addressed from a professional point of view, because at the end of the day, you want to still have these customers coming back. You want to still make money. You still want people to patronize your business. So that middleman between the people, your service, and the customer, is your customer service system.
That's right.
Right. So I've come to understand that a lot of businesses don't pay attention to that customer service. And they just feel, well, my product is good. They need my product. You're going to come back to buy
that
from me. You know, and we ignore that your customer service experience should be paramount. It's something to pay attention to. So I want to throw it to Lagos today. What has been your worst customer service ever from any business, from any organization?
What has
been that worst customer service experience?
I know the truth is it's a crazy experience, especially in Lagos, how that... Because there's population, there's high demand. Whatever business you're doing, in most cases, there's somebody. You know, you only get to find beautiful customer service, you know, consistently in businesses that are just starting. So they want to capture you. You know, once they have got...
once they've got to people and they're like, oh.
You know, customer service is not limited to businesses buying and merchandise. It's even in organizations like maybe you're a consultancy organization or maybe a school.
You know?
Because, I mean, the student, the parents are the customers, as it were. So we want to know your experience. I want to look at how we can improve customer service. Maybe talking about this on radio would get into the ears of someone who would do something differently about the situation.
I know that there used to be some kind of training for the customer service attendant, whoever is, you know, occupying that role. I know that there used to be some kind of a training, right? So I don't know. Or should I blame it on the SMEs? Maybe they don't have that because most times we get that from SMEs.
That's right. So here's the thing. I believe that the mindset of most companies are, or most SMEs or you know, businesses, is that, well, they leave the very important part, customer service attendant, in the hands of the least experienced people. For example, how much do you even pay your customer service person? Maybe you use a receptionist as a customer service. And this babe now would have been coming from Ikorodu. After she has entered like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 buses. You know? She has mingled with several spirits in the buses. She now gets to the office, trying to meet the time. She now gets exhausted, she's ready, and she's going back. And her salary is like maybe 15K. She won't want to kill herself. She gets there, cause any little thing like that will spark the
trigger.
So these are some of the factors that one could look at. It could be the reason why, you know, we have the kind of experience. Most of them are not trained. Some are just bad attitude. Or it could be the general, we have come to accept it. no, nobody's really complaining about it. Or if people complain, there's nothing is done about it. So I think this could be some of the reasons why we've had this consistent crazy customer service, poor customer service, you know, across board.
I know that some people are also really mad at especially online stores where that you can't even see these people one-on-one to have a conversation with. It's just over the phone that, you know, you can reach out to them and tell them, this is what I want to get. I saw this, I saw that, and I want to buy this, I want to buy that. And the way they will respond to you, they don't respond to you with courtesy.
Yeah.
Or some, they have one, you know, some sort of automated responses.
Yeah.
And that's all you're going to get, even though you have some burning complaining or some burning issue you want to address based on their services. You just get an automated response from that customer service attendant.
The fact that you've mentioned that also, I'll talk about network providers, banks. You guys stop burning your credit. I want to call your customer service. And you keep me there. You're playing promo for hours. You're playing promo. I need to give an outcome. Welcome to customer service. I'm here. I mean, you have me what?
And sometimes, even
and then it now goes up. Me, my credit finished. You can't call me back. Oh, please.
Take it easy. We need to make some calls.
Let's bring Lagos in.
0700-993-993-993 because there's a lot to say. The people only line. Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
You again? Chesalai.
My pizza and the number one, the whole world, heavyweight microphone. But I choose to remain anonymous.
Okay. Just know that
black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Black is bold. Black is gold. Black is original. And our voices are dynamic and powerful. That's exactly what the piece of music is saying. And talking to you, everyone out there who takes pride in the color black. Welcome back indeed.
It's 10:42 on the clock right now, and the feel of Lagos is still live. And just before we went on that ring, we're talking about customer service. What has been your worst experience, your worst customer service experience? And the phone line's already buzzing. I know that you were itching to, you know, tell us your experience already before we went on that break. So what the phone line's right out, 0700-993-993-993. And the female only line is 01465-7190.
For WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Come on.
Well, I choose to remain anonymous this morning.
Right. All right. We agree with
you. The worst experience that I experienced with my family was last 2 years when I entered a club. It was just 40 feet gap from where I sit down and where they give all the drink. Then go tell me, say, I come. My wife was frustrated and was cursing me. I say, I'm not coming here. Let us go another place. I was begging her. And what happened to me yesterday was a grocery and all this is a provision store.
Right.
They brought a gear where we say I didn't bump on picking. But the circumstances of Nigeria come, they make and they transfer aggression. Are you hearing me? Somebody will come shop, come buy something. You're going to look at what you want. You're 20 years, you're asking a 41 years old, what do you want? You cannot even greet. I go to ask yourself, what are you doing here? So my dad said, this person is going to pursue a customer to some of them. They don't know how to greet. They are transferring aggression. Some of them, they don't brush their mouth. If they have body odor, those kind of patterns.
Wow.
Another one, concerning the customer service of network. That was the day I was calling my network because they sent me one message. But if I want to opt out, I did not read it. They called and come to my 75 Naira every day for 4 days. As I was calling the network, I was speaking French, Hausa, Igbo, Sote. And then they said, I give you 10 minutes to give me back my money, or I will enter another network. From that time, they know they give me nonsense message. They never tell me, say, if I want to opt out. But if they mistakenly send me, so I will use the same two number, say, please, I don't. For 1 million times, I will not send them.
Say,
I don't want.
All right. Wow. It's such a vibe, but he made his point.
We have Vector on the line. Hi, Vector. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah. Good morning, colleagues, my in-law. Good morning, Adobe, Odobi, my sister.
Great.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor. I call from Mercedes.
All right, let's talk customer service experience.
I still want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Just like he said, the last part of his, as a comrade, Ike School Koboko Man, the last part of what he said, I've had that ugly experience from one of the network providers. In fact, the one I had last week was the worst. They will first of all tell you, if you want to be serviced in English, please press 1. Then you press 1, they will connect you to another one and continue to play music until at the end of the day, just like Colin said the other time, they will just exhaust all your money. At the end of the day, you feel so disappointed that what is the reason that you even called in the first place to lay a complaint? So the one I had last week was that arbitrarily my money was being debited anytime I made a call. Then I wanted to report, as in I wanted to know why actually I was being arbitrarily debited, but I ended up not getting anything. At the end of the day, I felt so frustrated because I wasted a lot of money holding on to see if I would be connected to a human agent.
Okay. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, nigga?
Yes! Just alive! Wow.
Welcome.
Good morning, Andre. Good morning.
Collins.
How
good
was
morning.
Your night?
We're good. Great. We had a great night. How about you?
I hope you guys slept well.
We try our best.
Wow. That's what music you played this morning. Meanwhile, my name is Chibuzo, calling from Ikoyi Club.
Welcome.
Hi, welcome, Chibuzo.
That music tells me something. I remember when I used to take Pammy in my village. I love that music. And all that one that you just played, that Black, as in, I've forgotten the...
Cher Banks, Black is Beautiful.
Yeah, Black is beautiful. You know, some of us, we don't like our color. You see some guys going to do pedicure, try to change their colors. But forgetting that Black is natural. It's something that... when you maintain it, it will shine like it will be shine like a gold, you know.
True.
Exactly.
So, and thirdly, my experience in customer care, banking something. You know, that was it. I transferred 5K to someone that was owing. So the guy was like, I've not seen this money for about 3 days. The guy was like, I don't think you sent this money. I was like, I sent the money. So, and I went to the customer bank. They said, it's 5 working days. You know, they gave me a form, I feel. Okay. After filling the form, I left. They said 5 working days. 5 working days passed. The guy, they didn't revise the money. I went back again. I went up to 5 times.
Wow.
I got crazy. I mad. I was like, guy, it's either you give me my money or I shut down the bank.
Wow.
So then I said, no, wait. I want to see the manager. I want to speak with the manager, not you. You guys are using me, taking me for a fool. But to cut the long story short, the man referred me to a guy. So the guy now took me to his office, was like, what do I want? He has a cook and this. I said, I don't need your hold. I need my money. He said, no. You're the best customer. You're this, you're that. What do you ask? I need my money. It didn't take up to 10 minutes. My money was reversed.
Wow. Okay.
Some of these things I don't understand, man.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your experience. But, you know, there's one thing there doing your job.
Yeah.
And there's another, you know, when it comes to... like we talked about on Wednesday, the due process, the whole wait for 7 days, wait for 2 to 5 days, 2 to 5 working days and all of that. That's like their procedure or standard procedure, if you like.
But the way they deliver the message.
That's
I've had
problem.
That experience. I've stayed in the queue for a long time in the bank, and then they're just looking at me, and then I got there. They wouldn't even talk to you.
Mm.
As if it's just... And then I don't know how comfortable you guys could be that you have people, customers, standing sometimes for 30, 25 minutes.
Mm.
You are sitting down, and they're standing. No space, because during the COVID, the chairs were reduced in some of the offices.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're comfortable, and you should be appealing from that moment to, sorry, guys, every 15 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes, you should be apologizing. That's customer service.
Absolutely. CY is calling from Ikoyi. Hi, CY. Welcome.
What's up, nigga? Man, finally I made it through, man.
You made it. Welcome.
I've been trying this life for ages, man.
Chai. We're glad that you made it this time. Welcome.
I'm a long time listener and a first time caller.
Mm.
Great to have you.
Andre, your voice is so psychedelic, man.
Ah, really?
You guys are doing an amazing job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mr. Collins.
Yes, sir.
Bro, I jealous you. You guys are amazing, man.
Well, not many, nowhere. I know. Not many, really jealous.
When I finally get married, let me have a woman like your wife, man. You guys are amazing, man. You guys inspire me the more.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Doing a wonderful
I'm
job.
Blessed.
Thank you so much for putting smile on Nigerian face, even when we are going through this. This challenging time in the history of Nigeria, man.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
So I want to talk about the experience of this customer service of a thing.
All right, quickly. You have a minute left. Yeah.
Okay. The worst I have ever had was with the bank during the lockdown when I lost my card, and then there was nowhere to get cash. So I tried to call this bank, and then they were playing. I do everything. That was that one aside. Then the second one is the one I had with this fast food girls. Man, those guys, damn.
Fast food, okay.
Fast food.
Yeah.
Those girls, they are mannerless. What I mean, mannerless. I can't even imagine myself being one of those girls to be my wife. I swear I won't do it, man. Mm-hmm. With what I saw and what with the experience I've been having with those girls, you tell somebody this is what I want. They want to give you what they want themselves as if they are the one to show
buying
you how
them,
to spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, guys. Let me let other people in, please.
All right, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. If you're tuning and you're wondering what we're talking about, we're talking customer service experience.
Your
but we need to go on a break.
Welcome back. This is the fun-filled edition of the Family Talk with the Techers. And that's who we are. Today, it's a calm down episode. It's a feel-good episode. It's a Friday. We're first of all excited that we have survived yet another week in the pandemic, like we always say. But we have a topical matter to discuss today, which parents, singles, students, bring your ears, come close. This could be a matter that you have been thinking in your head by yourself, low-key. So we said, let's bring it on the radio today and talk about it. And what is this about?
So we thought to ask the question, should parents have a say on who you date or who you marry? And then we're asking, Father, if you're saying yes, to what extent should parents be involved in their children's choices as to who they marry or who they are in a relationship with? Also, does choosing a person to date or marry require your parents' approval? For instance, you're someone who you love. You went to the same university. You met yourself in the university. You fell in love. You've, gone so far into this love relationship thing. And you want to take it to the next level, right? You love yourself so much. Do you need an approval from your parents as to getting married to that person?
I know, thinking of it from the African perspective, everyone would just be like, well, that's it. That's a,
no-brainer.
A no-brainer. But it is not what it is. You know, I won't be a hypocrite to sit here and say that, oh, every relationship that children are in or every marriage has had the approval, so to speak.
From their parents.
And the approval for marriage, I understand, because families have to come together.
Yes.
But specifically to have a relationship with somebody, do you need the approval of your parents for that?
There are people who've gotten married, like you said earlier, the people who've gotten married without the approval of their parents, you know.
Without necessarily seeking the approval.
But
just informing.
They just informed.
This is the person
this
I want to marry.
Mario,
and
so,
the parents
say,
let's
congratulations.
Do it.
Approval means I have accepted
that
this person is the one who you're going to marry.
And I can also say, no, I do not accept.
I do not accept.
And so you cannot marry that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So it's a serious conversation, even though it is a Friday. We just want to be lighthearted.
Yeah.
Have you been in a situation where you love someone, you're in that, I mean, as a teenager, maybe a young adult, you love someone, you want to get into a relationship, and your parents say, that boy, no.
You must not have anything to do with them.
But deep within you find joy. You find peace around the boy. But because of one or two things, or the girl, they say, no, they cannot. That family, this, blah, blah, blah. Have you been in that situation? We'd like to share your personal experience.
What do you think? Do you think that a parent should have that parent control? Yeah. And then if your answer is yes, to what extent
should
parents be involved?
Yeah, to what extent, right? Mm-hmm. I think they should be involved in their decision, their choice. The choice should be theirs. The approval should be theirs. Their decision should be theirs. The child.
And not from the parents.
Not from the parents. But you can guide. You should be involved in their choice making in such a way that you guide them to make the choice that is good for them. Because not the choice that is good for you.
Isn't that approval as well?
No, it's not. You're guiding them. It's not necessarily,
Okay.
That means you have to be involved before they even get to make that choice of getting to
married.
Married,
okay.
So you have to be involved before then. That's my own opinion.
So
but saying that there's a law, your parents, this is what you should do, this...
Okay. Yeah. All right. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line 01465-7190. The phone lines have been buzzing.
Yeah.
Have you been in that situation where that you have brought this person you want to be in a relationship with, not even marriage this time, and then you showed your parents? Because I know that there are some parents who would say that, I mean, it's okay. Whoever you're in a relationship with, bring them home so that I can know them, so that I can see them and all that. And then the first day you bring this person home and your mom or your dad is saying, nah, I don't approve of this person. I don't want to ever see you around this person. But you love and you have a tiny little feeling in you telling you that this person is for you. Right? Have you had that experience? You want to share that with us?
All right. Phone lines. I remember a quick story of a guy that brought a lady home to the parents, the Yoruba family. And so the parents had told him that he should never have anything to do with an Igbo
person.
Tribe.
Okay.
Or person. But this babe now was an Igbo babe. So he brought to the parents and then, Bawuni. Say, what's his name? Say, Bisini. Say, Bisi. Bisi. So they got talking. The mother was not comfortable. Say, And then they don't say, Bisi, who? Say, Ulu Bisini, Abi, Adebisi. Say, Indu Bisini.
Indu Bisini.
Say, Indu Bisini.
I know that joke.
Indu Bisini, Mao. So I mean, do parents need approval? Do they need to approve? Let's get into calls right now.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, I don't have much energy because I'm hungry at the moment.
Okay, it's okay.
So maybe next time I will make it more longer.
Okay.
Meanwhile, my name is Jim Obi.
Okay.
Yes, I've had that experience. I'm Igbo.
Okay.
So I once brought a girl, though I didn't grow up with my parents, okay? But the time I brought a girl, a friend, I didn't do the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom just saw the girl and asked, they say it's Gerard's friend. So after everything, my mom, her attitude really made me know that my mom doesn't like the girl. So I didn't allow that to happen. But finally, I married Yoruba.
Okay.
Wow. Yes. And you won't believe, my mom so much loved my wife and my dad. So one day, my mom called me. Do I know that that girl she saw that day, if I had continued with that girl, that their relationship or marriage won't work. And I asked her, why did she say so? I discovered then that women, you know, you both have
intuition,
connection, you know. Hello?
Intuition, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. You both have this connection that you used to, I don't know if it's sensor that you used to know yourself. But finally, the girl didn't work out, that particular Igbo girl, because the girl, after a boy, why the girl not join one China guy based in China? Finally, it didn't work out and she wants to come back. Finally, I've married you, that girl, and we're living our life now, happily living. Yeah. All
so right. You're saying that your parents' approval is actually important. That's what he's trying to say. He's using his experience
to say that it's important.
Yeah. Kingsley is here. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Porto Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yes. On this topic, there was a lady I dated. Now, my dad had to come to Lagos. It just coincidentally was in Lagos, so I was like, I invited this lady. I was like, Dad, the date won't be able. Yoruba. So he's not this tribalistic person anyway, I'm Igbo.
Okay.
So he's not concerned about the tribe.
Yeah.
So, like, I invited this lady over for a week just to come around the house, you know, to stay, you know. So, after about 3 days, my dad called me to the room. He said, man, mom, carry your shoes, dust it, and run for your life. This one is a no-go area for you.
Really?
And funny enough, I love this girl, but I never knew what this man saw. It was later I ended the relationship. And the lady is married right now. And she's been married to 3 different guys.
Wow.
3 different guys. So, for me, I feel when they are not being sentimental, when parents are not being sentimental, when they are not being tribalistic, I think it's okay because they could see what
beyond what you're...
A man in love, somebody in love cannot be advised. So they will see beyond this lovey, 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 honey, honey, pie, pie, meaty pie, all that. They will see beyond this and see what you're going to face ahead and then advise
and give you a right counsel.
So I strongly advise they should be part of it.
Okay.
Okay. May not be part of it, may not really make the decision, but they should be part of it. They will help
you out. You should guide. Okay.
Right, that makes sense.
I love the fact that people are not saying that your parents must just say, no, this is what I choose for you.
Yeah.
But they should be part of your decision-making process.
I like what he said. Thank you, Kingsley. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. The password is what's up, Lagos, sir. And you have to get excited.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest to life.
Oh, Mr. Collins.
Yes.
Thank you for reminding me that.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ezekiel.
Okay. So let's talk.
This very important subject you brought this morning is a very good one. I will be talking from my own personal experience. I dated a lady, and we get used to ourselves. She's very godly, and our relationship started from the church. We got involved in some activities from the church. But it happened that she's from Igbo, and I'm a Yoruba person.
All right.
The parents, from the first instance, when she invited me to meet her parents, I went. It's from the day I went to their house, the mother made me to understand that this lady has never had interest in any man. She has never showed any interest. So I was a little bit afraid. Why was that? And I got to know that she was under total control of her parents. And yet, I came to come as a person that I really want to show interest on her. So the mother was very happy that I was good enough to come. But the saddest part of the story, this tribal issue came in. The mother accepted me, but the father didn't accept me.
Okay.
So at this point, and I was in so much love with this girl, and this girl also do as well. At one point, this tribal issue was so serious. I showed everything I could. The lady also tried all she could, but the father remained adamant. And that relationship, you know, it's has bad. So now that I'm speaking to you, I have never developed any love like the one I had for that lady.
Wow.
So the father separated us, and even she went along. I later heard the story that she got married to somebody. She never had that happiness. So coming to this point, whether the parents should have total control in choosing for their children, there is a limit to this.
All right.
The lady called me severally that she never had any happy moment where the dad sent her to marry. So in the standing position of a parent should be just on the moral ethics and spiritual impartation. But coming to the choice, parents should be very careful.
And not to make
love
choice.
It's attraction. And it's spiritual as well.
That's right.
So I thereby support that parents should not have total control in the choice making for their children.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. To make his points.
Absolutely. So parents will say they do that all the time because they want to, for example, they're seeing a family. You know, parents in their head, you can't marry in a certain family.
Yes.
You know, you can marry this family because of their affluence or you know, influence. You know, you say, we are from this level of background, you cannot
marry
this level, you have to go higher level. Or some deliberately, maybe they are middle class, they want to marry in the high class so that they can upgrade. There are some parents have these personal interests that guide them to almost force you. What they are looking out for the person, you know, whether they are beautiful or not.
And it's not even about if you are happy, you know, as your child. Does this person make you happy? Does this person, you know, what kind of future do you see with this person?
That's
it's
right.
all about their, you know, most parents would say it's like you mentioned, most of the time their own sentiments.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, what's your story? We want to just about this today. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
Ooh.
Okay.
Do call us back if you can. We have WhatsApp messages. Sean is saying, hi, the tech has what's up, Lagos. The parents at least should be a part of it because they can give advice. It would help your decision. There's a saying that what a child sees standing up, our parents can see sitting down. And that is if they are not tribalistic. Another one here said, well, parents have a saying deciding whom their words date. I remember my dad who nearly killed me for hiding my girlfriend back then from him. His words are, I should know your friends and they should know me. What's up, Lagos? This is Ike from Suler. I like that part. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome. Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Anonymous.
Okay, so I want to say about this topic. I think parents should get their hands off the whole thing about children wanting who they want to get married to. So the reason why I'm saying this is this. I'm currently going through a couple of that experience right now.
Wow.
And then it's also sad what happened to an old friend of mine who apparently was the person I'd always chose, like the person I'd always wanted to spend the rest of my life with. We got talking recently, and then she told me of her experience, how her mom forced her into getting married to a particular guy because the guy came from the US, in quotes, right? And then sadly, the guy came on a disguise. I mean, what he portrayed when he came back wasn't what he was. And then recently we got talking, and in our conversation, almost every day this lady keeps crying. It's quite sad.
Wow.
And then she's like, her mom was the mom was like, it's either you get married to this guy or I die. You don't have a choice. You have to get married to the guy, blah, 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 blah. And it was really hurting. I mean, sometimes when I listen to her and I hear her story, I just wish my parents can just get their hands. Like, for heaven's sake, you spend the first 20 or 25 years of their life. You control them. You're going to control them and give them a proper guidance. The question is this. Do you think the remaining part of their life they will make a mistake? No. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I mean, you've already... The first rule of a parent is you've guided them, you've helped them make a choice from high school to nursery school, to primary school to university, and then they've been able to make a stand on what they want. Do you understand? And then when it comes to the place of... I mean, at the end of the day, you're not going to come in and stay with them.
Yeah.
They should be able to manage whatever it is they set their hands on. And it's quite sad that this is very predominant amongst certain tribes and amongst certain religion.
That's right.
It's quite sad, actually. Because the first thing is this. As a parent, what's your role? Your role is to guide them spiritually.
Yeah.
If you feel that they are going the wrong path, you pray.
Abi?
Right? You pray for them. And after praying for them, the truth is this. If they have, I believe, allow me coming from this perspective, if they have the Holy Spirit inside of them, he will guide them.
That's right.
He will reveal. Whatever it is you're seeing, he will show it to them as well.
That's right.
But coming to influence them, like, because this person is perhaps not up to whatever position that you think the person is at the moment. I mean, the question is this. What's the guarantee that 2 years, 3 years, 5 years down the line,
this person,
when you come back and meet this person won't go past what you have ever imagined concerning him. I mean...
Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing. We have Mohammed on the line as well. Hi, Mohammed. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive!
Woo! Yes!
37 dials.
Wow. Welcome. You made it.
Yeah, I made it.
That's right.
Well, my own issue is complex. It has to do with both tribal and religious. So my father is from Sudan.
Okay.
And my mother is a Nigerian.
Okay.
So my issue is a bit complicated. So my is that I stayed along with two ladies to get married to. One is Fulani and one is from the tribe in Maiduguri.
Okay.
So my mother is Fula, but the lady...
Wow, the network is bad. We can barely hear you.
The network is breaking, or maybe you should change your position and go press the hands free or something. I don't know. But it's going off and on. Hello?
Am I still on?
Oh my.
Hi, Mohammed. You can call us back if you can.
I've got 37 dials. 37.
Anyway, try and call us back. 0700-993-993-993. We'll be going on a break shortly. We have a few WhatsApp messages. Ike from Suler, he says... Okay, I think I've taken Ike's message
already
before. This one here is, from Olawepo. But we need to go on a break.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby.
Welcome back. This is a Good Friday. Not the day that Jesus was killed and buried. No, it's just a feel-good Friday. That's what I'm talking about. We are still having a family talk today in the family fun-filled edition of the family talk with the Techers.
That's right.
And our conversation is about
Should parents have a say on who you date or marry? And if your answer to that question is yes, they should, and then we're also asking, to what extent should parents be involved in their child's choice of a partner? That is, of who they want to get married to. And then we've heard some people say that, I mean, parents should hands off.
Totally.
Take your hands off. You don't have to choose for your children as to who they are to marry or not. And while some people say there's some extent that we should allow parents to, because what a child sees while standing off, a father or a mother can see while sitting down. So which side of the divide do you fall?
Is that not the proverb?
No, it says when a child.
No.
It
starts with, it doesn't start with the child, it starts with the old.
Okay, what an old person can see sitting down. Sitting down. A child cannot see standing up.
Or even climbing a tree.
But this is not the same thing. If a child sees standing up, what a child cannot see even while they stand up, parent can see sitting down.
It's the same thing. Same meaning. I didn't say it was different.
That's how my head
switched it.
Let's cut out my head right
now. And we're streaming on Facebook. We started streaming on Facebook. You can join us there and drop your comments. Nigeria Info 99.3. And also, we're gradually getting into the Landlord to Sponsor time. A lot of goodies for you. Don't miss out on that.
Righty. If you want to share your experience as well, if you have been in a situation where that you wanted to get married to someone, this person you really do love, and you feel in your heart of heart this person makes you happy, you're going to have a fruitful and fulfilled life of the person. But one way or the other, your parents came into the picture and told you no. This person, no. Is it that they tell you it's not from our place? You should not marry anybody from that's not from our place.
Or my spirit is not.
Or they say my spirit not accept this person. No, you know. Or they say things like we're of this social class, and because the person you're getting married to is not of that social class, and so you're not going to get married to this person.
There's gonna be shame.
He's gonna bring shame to this name, this household name.
Who's his father? What's your father's
right.
name?
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, top of the day to you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah. And again, many of them are for, are against. And I believe what parents should do, if they have any reason, they should call the person involved, the man or the woman, and we point out what they have seen and that will affect them in the marriage.
Okay.
And they may offer to them their spiritual power they have used to design the girl or the man.
Okay.
Because some parents could be of the same cult and they have logo. So they must have seen that logo of the cult where that boy is or where that woman is. They can offer it to the daughter that this is what I see in this man.
Okay.
That, and after that, what did God say concerning marriage? Is whether they are both witches and wizards, God has the total saying. He has the total doing because he's the owner of the institution of marriage.
Okay.
So, and God said, commit your heart desire into the hands of God.
Okay.
So even when they are the same pastor or the same church, if you did not commit that marriage into the hands of God, your heart desire, God will not say anything. He will just be looking at both of you playing football.
Okay.
All right.
So she says, I mean, it's not about the parents. It's about
parents,
God, you know, who has orchestrated, you know, coming together of a man or woman in a marriage union. Okay, let's see. Excel Kenny Chukwu on Facebook. So shout out to everyone streaming on Facebook.
Yeah,
you can go there and also drop your comment. So Excel says, the answer to this is yes. There are the physical gods we have and see, and as such must be giving room for their children's marital affair. They are wiser than their children, see beyond them and know much about some family lineage or lineages. Alright, okay. I think that's what he's trying to say. Anyway, another here, this Isaac from Isaac Samuel on Facebook says, on my opinion, the answer is no, because it is the child that knows what is good for him or her.
Okay.
All right, different strokes for different folks. Ice is on the line. Ice is calling from Ibafo. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Chance the line.
Oh, of course.
I just want to share my own opinion on what happened to me too, about non-married. My own is just especially that the girl is older than me.
So your parents refused you marrying her because she's older than you?
Yes, he says she's older than me just because the girl has a gray hair.
Wow. Man, pardon me for laughing, man. I'm so sorry.
Let me just tell you what I did.
What did you do? I mean, I need to hear that.
What I do, I just told the girl, now we need to make a baby. And the best woman I ever seen.
Wow.
First of all, let me tell you, it has never happened to anybody. The first salary of the girl after I married to her, he transferred everything to me.
For real?
Yes. And I begin to keep. That was what I used in building my first house.
Wait, I want to ask you something. So you went out of the way of your parents' will to marry the same woman?
Yes.
He said he's having a great time.
I knew where he was coming from.
Wow.
So at 32, both of us were 32. At 33, we married at 32. At 33, we have our own home already.
Wow. Nice. Congratulations.
Imagine if you are not, you know. So are you saying that parents should not have a say at all? They should not put mouth?
Well, but they are not with you.
Mm-hmm.
They are not with you. They don't know what you see. Parent who is in other states, and you are here with that lady here. Just went to them, they just said no.
All right.
Okay, wow. David is on the line. Hi, David.
What's up, nigga?
Yes! Just alive!
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, detectives.
Welcome.
Yes, the topic you are discussing, you know, starts from a very long time ago, especially from the Yoruba area.
Mm-hmm.
For these two major reasons, one you have been mentioning, that is tribal differences.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, which is even more important,
mm-hmm.
you know, immediately a woman conceived in the olden days in Yoruba land, you know, maybe the friend of the family or whatever, they would have been saying that perhaps this is going to be a woman. The father will have been collecting money or whatever. They will be bringing food items. And so by the time the girl comes to life, and in going up to the age of marrying, they have already collected almost all the bride, whatever price or whatever. So it will be now difficult for them to say, when the lady is now bringing a person of her own choice, they will now try to stop her.
Okay, I think I get it now.
But now, these days now, I've meant to know that they have advisory role.
Advisory role.
And not approval.
And then there's a misfortune about the confirmation you are talking about.
Yeah.
After their child brings their intended partner, after they have advised, then the immediate family member, that is what we call introduction. They will now sit together, they will confirm it there. After that, they will now take it to the extended family. That is what is called engagement and not tradition.
Okay, right. Not permission.
Tradition marriage is done in the time.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. I mean, thank you for explaining that. I hope every other person who listened to that could understand what he was trying to explain.